Scratch, Kick, Let Gravity Win. Written by That Weird Guy in the Bushes. Read by Crimson Moon. Wilbur tries not to smoke inside the cave. Sometimes he can't avoid it, but mostly he keeps his bad habits outside, and indulges them the most when Tommy's asleep and can't get on his ass about it. It's not that bad, the smoking, at least in Wilbur's opinion. There are worse things to make a habit of, and ruining his lungs isn't that bad a result, especially considering everything else he's wanted to do to his body. Still, he can't say he's happy to find Tubbo in his usual spot, bright little cancer stick in hand. "The fuck are you doing?" he says. Tubbo startles, immediately putting the cig out on the rock beneath him. "Nothing!" the boy exclaims, voice going up an octave. Wilbur raises an eyebrow, and then schools his expression again. "You look like Phil when you do that," Tommy had told him. "It's weird as hell." Tubbo sighs, and Wilbur sits next to him, feeling himself deflate as well. His anger feels as fleeting as everything else these days. Already, whatever speech he had planned has sunk down and gotten lost somewhere inside him. "What kind have you got?" he asks instead. Tubbo blinks, still clearly expecting a lecture, and then pulls out a pack from his suit pocket. "State Express, 555s. "Lucky bastard," Wilbur curses without much heart. "All I've got are fucking Chesterfields." Tubbo holds out one of his cigarettes like an olive branch, a tiny smile on his lips. Wilbur returns it, and it feels clumsy on his face. "This is wrong," he thinks as he wedges it between his teeth and pulls out a lighter. "You should tell him off." The enormity of the task feels overwhelming, the futility of it even more so. What would be the point, in the end, when it wouldn't do shit? When he can just sit and smoke instead. He'll tell Tubbo off tomorrow, take away his pack, give him a good lecture, then send him on his way. He's too tired today. He's too tired for a lot of things. "When did you start smoking?" he asks instead, taking a drag. The taste is different than he's used to. They even smell more expensive. Schlapp probably bought them then. Tubbo was a lot of things, but materialistic wasn't one of them. As far as Wilbur knows, anyway. He doesn't feel like he knows a lot these days. "About a month ago," Tubbo confesses, lighting his own cigarette. "Helps with the stress, I guess. Gives me an excuse to step outside when I don't want to talk to people." Wilbur huffs a laugh. "That sounds about right." "Is it stressful then, Manberg?" Tubbo goes quiet. He draws in a breath of smoke, then pushes it out into a cloud. They both watch it disappear into the cold October wind. When they first met, Tubbo's hands would tremble whenever he got nervous. He'd be carrying out a conversation, and then his voice would trip over itself and his face would go red, and he'd shake so hard he couldn't hold his coffee. They tried to get rid of it through practice, but it never worked. So, instead, they focused on making sure he wasn't as nervous, especially when it counted. When the real war came, it turned out their training was a waste. Tubbo fell into the ebb and flow of a battle with a quiet calm. He never shook when he pointed his gun at an enemy. It's something Wilbur always admired about him and Tommy both, the way they slid into being soldiers with natural ease. Wilbur could never do that. As he watches Tubbo's hand now, eyes on the cigarette between his fingers, Wilbur sees a tremble pass through them. Then, his muscles go stiff, and his hands are still again. Wilbur wonders where he learned that. Wonders if he wanted to. Wonders if it was a skill earned by bruises. And then wishes he could stop wondering. Tommy and Techno are sleeping 40 feet below them, stuck in Wilbur's makeshift coffin. Tubbo is sitting 2 feet away from him, stuck in a role he never wanted in the first place. The guilt feels like it could choke him. "It's not as bad as it could be," Tubbo finally says, voice so quiet it is almost swallowed by the night air. "But it's not good, is it?" Wilbur prods. Tubbo's breath sounds shaky. Maybe that's where the tremor went. He just tucked it up somewhere inside his chest, let it make a new home there. No. No, it's not. He paused a second, then smiles. But hey, at least I get good cigarettes. Wilbur, desperately, wants to go back in time. Wants to never hold the stupid election in the first place. Wants to kick Schlatt out as soon as he shows up. Wants to off himself before he ever fucks up this bad. He wants it so bad it hurts his stomach, like a hand clenched around his intestines. He wants so badly to fix this. For himself, for Tubbo, for Tommy and Techno downstairs and Nikki miles away. He wants it so bad he could cry. He doesn't, though. Cry, that is. He thinks that, like everything else, he's just too tired for it. It's a nice night, Tubbo says, putting out his cigarette on the rock and then pulling it over from the pack. His hands do not tremble. He does not cry, either. I'm poison, he thinks. I'm worse than a damn cigarette, and I'll kill you quicker. There is no warning on the packet of bad people. They have to make it themselves. But he can't bring himself to say it, to advertise himself, side effects and all. Maybe he's just destructive, wants to take as many people down with him as possible. Maybe he is just terrified that they'll leave. Maybe he's scared, instead, that they don't. That people will find him, every bad thing on display, and love him regardless. He doesn't think he would know how to be loved. The thought makes his heart stutter. Yeah, he finds himself saying instead. It's a nice night. The end. Thank you for listening.